And here to have a good time all weekend long. Man.
Dominique, this place, this parking lot is full of RVs. And if you...
And, Dom, they've been here all week.
Oh, they've been here all week.
They've been here all week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You right about that.
If you fly over Birmingham and you see some smoke, you think there's a
the
fire.
The town is on fire.
That's Legend Field.
They eat barbecue all week long. You need a checkup. Barbecue, pork chops, whole pigs being cooked. Yeah, you right about that.
Yeah, and in a minute, you hit a stage outside? In a minute, Willie Clayton's going on stage.
Oh, my God.
But you don't know who Willie Clayton is.
Now, who is Willie Clayton, for y'all those who don't know, right?
He's a blues singer.
Blues, man. That's
from
how
back
put
in
out the
day.
The corn liquor.
Nothing but the blues.
Yeah. Blues singer. Like Johnny Taylor.
You know about the blues? Have you ever been to a blues club where they sold pig feet on the counter? Loose pig feet in a jar?
Why would you have that?
Because
nah,
that's
good
eat.
That's
good
eat.
That's what you do?
That, well, a bald egg in a jar. You never had that?
A bald?
No. Pickle.
Oh, that's pickle pig. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Jay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the regular, just in the pot, the way your mother
cooked. It's a pig's foot.
It's a pig's foot in a big jar. And,
A hoof. And it looks like formaldehyde. You know,
right, from your science lab.
And the foot looks uncooked.
It does look. It is uncooked.
It is uncooked.
It's a raw foot. With a full egg in it. You got to be
and you got to know what you're
cooked.
Doing.
You got to know what you're doing to get that foot out there, man.
You got to have that cast iron
to get the meat from the foot.
You eat it?
Yes, you eat it.
And check this out. So right next to that is a big jar of water with a shot glass in the bottom of it. If you drop a quarter in there, you get a free pig foot.
Wow.
That's country fun right there.
See, if gnaw that pig foot down like you on the run.
That's some country fun.
That is country fun.
Wow.
Okay. That's country fun.
Okay. Wow, I'm going to learn so much more today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
You're going to be schooled today.
A raw pig foot.
Yeah.
On
much
the bar.
You will learn and if you today.
And if you don't know how to break that pig foot to get the meat, you'll starve to death.
There's meat to be found in
it. There's an art to it.
There's an art to it.
Ooh, an art.
See, but when you look at it in that jar, see if you gotta be courageous enough to eat it.
It doesn't look.
It's not.
No,
it doesn't look tasty. It looks like it's terrible.
So Dominique's not with us. She's in our Los Angeles studios. We're in Birmingham this morning. Good morning, Dominique.
Good morning, Tom, Sim, and Jay. How y'all doing this morning? I can tell y'all got it going on. It's already though.
Oh
it's
yeah.
It's crunk down there. I can hear it.
Oh, you can hear
oh,
it.
Oh, Tom.
You just don't even know.
Yeah. The first song I heard, oh, why, boom, 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 boom. I said, oh, it's going down there.
We sound like a car going down the street. That
yeah,
has
man.
Speakers
yeah.
You hit a bumper.
A show enough party.
Feeling good about the campaign, Dominique?
I'm feeling good about it. I think the big chief going to win. I mean, you know, Tom, I don't listen to them polls. Because if you listen to them polls, you're going to be somewhere getting your blood pressure checked. 1 minute is 1 point. Well, I said, the big chief got this. I'm standing on that. I feel good about it.
Yeah, they jamming up. They jamming up Mitt Romney.
They jamming him up with
the right
civil.
Yeah, with the case of the Senate candidate in Indiana talking about rape and how God would have wanted it this way.
I figured out how to solve the rape thing, Sybil.
How?
Especially these guys who are talking about rape. Let's rape them.
Wow.
That was so
see how they like it.
Yeah, and then interview them.
And interview them.
Hey, guy,
now that you've been raped,
was that God's work?
Now what does the Lord say to you?
Or that other way. I mean, was that legitimate or not?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was legitimate
rape. Yeah.
It's time for Mitt Romney to wave the white flag, though. It's time for his corner to throw in the flag. He finished. And then
throwing the white flag.
Be careful with the white flag.
No. We don't want people to say, okay, it's over. I don't have to go vote.
You gotta vote. Okay, you gotta vote. But when Gloria Allred got on his case, Tommy, I mean, you know.
And everybody's getting on Donald Trump's case. Have you seen that? I'm loving it.
They
I'm
sure
absolutely
for
loving
being a clown.
Yesterday,
yesterday
on The View, Barbara Walters looked in the camera. She said, Donald, you're wrong. Get off of it.
She's talking about
about Donald talking about the $5 million he was going to donate to the president's charity of choice.
Isn't that crazy?
For his college records.
So, Dominique, your boy Bobby Brown.
All right.
So Bobby has gotten so many DUIs that he's supposed to have a breathalyzer in his car when he cranks the car up.
To regulate whether or not
he's...
the car will start.
He's sober or not for the car to start.
Yeah. So when he was arrested, he was coming from the karaoke bar.
He know what was going on there.
Show you how drunk he was. He went to karaoke to sing My Prerogative.
He got to keep his vocal cords strong for the tour. He's keeping his vocal cords strong for the tour.
Singing Mr. Telephone Man at the karaoke, man.
That's exactly what he was singing in My Prerogative. Them the only songs he sing. When he get to feeling good. I mean, come on, Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown one of them kind of people where he don't... The best he can say is, I'm not going to drink and drive. But I'm going to drink. Some people going to drink, dog. He going to have a drink. He need to start saying, okay, I'm going to just drink 3 drinks a day and I'm going to work it down from there.
Because he's not going to stop, right?
No, he just don't need to drink and drive.
If he's convicted, he's looking at a year...
Oh, he might go to jail, Sybil.
I think he's hoping that he's going to do rehab, and he said that the word
is... How many times do you get to go to rehab?
You can go
and it don't work. I mean, that's my question.
No, you really can't go. You can't go over and over until it's finally... He says his friends say that he really realizes that he has a problem now. And so I'm thinking that he thinks if he does rehab and shows some contrition that he will go and not have to serve any jail time.
Mm-hmm.
So they might need a new addition, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what
Browns do we have.
We have...
Well, I'm working, so I can't make it.
You can't make it?
Can't make it.
You can't be known to murder ahead.
Les Brown.
Les Brown. Got some health challenges.
But he can't, and he can't drink at home because he done sat up there with his wife under candlelight and lit incense all the whole few years that they've been together, talking about, you the reason I don't get high no more. You the reason I don't drink no more. He can't even drink in his own house. So now he riding around here drinking barbie. You can't drink and drive. Have a little, he going to drink.
Some all right, Dominique, we're going to get out here and have some rest.
Good country fun.
We're going to get out here and have some of this good country fun. You hear it in the background, don't you?
I hear it in the background.
Have a good one, baby.
They doing the butt in Birmingham. Look at that. And they got some butts in Birmingham.
Emphasis on the ham, huh?
With leopard print.
These butts go over to Georgia, man.
We're at the Magic City Classic in Birmingham, Alabama this morning.